Make Death Love Me by Ruth Rendell, read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. £3,000 lay on the desk in front of him. It was in 30 wads, mostly of fivers. He had taken it out of the safe when Joyce went off for lunch and spread it out to look at it, as he had been doing most days lately. He never took out more than 3,000, though there was twice that in the safe, because he had calculated that 3,000 would be just the right sum to buy him 1 year's freedom. With the kind of breathless excitement many people feel about sex, or so he supposed he never had himself, he looked at the money and turned it over and handled it. Gently he handled it, and then roughly, as if it belonged to him and he had lots more. He put 2 wads into each of his trouser pockets and walked up and down the little office. He got out his wallet with his own £2 in it and put in 40 and folded it again and appreciated its new thickness. After that, he counted out £35 into an imaginary hand and mouthed 33, 34, 35 into an imaginary face, and knew he had gone too far in fantasy with that one, as he felt himself blush. For he didn't intend to steal the money. If £3,000 goes missing from a sub-branch in which there is only the clerk in charge, by courtesy the manager, and a girl cashier, and the girl is there and the clerk isn't, the Anglian Victoria Bank will not have far to look for the culprit. Loyalty to the bank didn't stop him taking it, but fear of being found out did. Anyway, he wasn't going to get away or be free. He knew that. He might be only 38, but his 38 was somehow much older than others.